Okay, we're up to page 574. Page 574, Simin Tov Chav Vav Seif Gimel. Okay, thank you very much. 574 Tov Chav Vav Seif Gimel. Ad Emas Mevarchin Alecha Ad Tez Zayim Liyoyim Hamoylot. Veloy Tez Zayim Mechal until the 16th day of the Moylot. You count six, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, v'loy tezayim b'chal, but not including the tezayim, which means to the end of the 15th day, which basically means until it's a full moon. The moilad, and again, it's from the moilad, the moilad is the announcement in shul, when is the renewal, when is the renewal? The renewal is basically a day, or half a day before Rosh Chodesh, on average. Okay, we'll see some of that in the Mishnah Berurah as well. V'ein l'kadesh, ela ad chatzi choftes. Now, what does this mean? You only can be mekadesh until half ad chatzi choftes, half of 29 days. Yud beis tof shin tzadi gimel min hamoylecha. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. Let's see. Let's right away jump to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah yud zayin miyoyim hamoylad. You're not allowed to be mevarich at emes americh until the 16th day of the Moila, but not including the 16th day. Lav davka miyom el mishas hamoilad moninon. The mishas zo moninon tezvav yom eis neeis. We can exactly 24 hours, 15 24 hour periods from the time of the Moila. Yom kain kishoy hamoila biyem sayim. When the Moila is in the middle of the day, yom rishayin mutu lekadesh belel yom sheni. The adayin leka tezvav meeis leeis. You can still be mekadesh until the night before the night before. For that period of time, like we, so let's review. What is exactly is the mode? The mode is the time when the moon is exactly in between the earth and the sun. Well, I really should say it's 6 hours. Let's review. What happens? The sun goes around the moon rotates around the earth. I want to say this. The moon rotates around the earth when the moon is extremely the extreme opposite of the sun, which means we have, let's pick three sun. We have here is the moon, here is the sun. Okay, we'll make the green is the sun, and here is earth. Here is the sun. The green is the sun. This is earth, and here is the moon. If it's exactly in one line, we have a full moon. A full moon, because the sun is shining. The sun is shining on the moon, and you are on Earth. You're looking this way at night, and you can see a full moon. What is the moilad? The moon is going around the Earth. When the moon goes right in between the sun and the Earth, you can't see the moon. It's blocked. You cannot possibly see. You can't see any part of the moon because the sun is shining
on the back side.
So when you look, all you see, and at nighttime, you're not going to see anything because the moon is not reflecting any light. The moon is not reflecting anything. There's nothing to see. That's the beginning of the month. The very first moment when the moon begins to move out of line in between the sun and the earth is when you can begin to see a teeny little sliver of the moon. That's the first moment in time when there is going to be a slight reflection from the sunlight. There's an angle. The sun is shining. It's hitting the moon on an angle. And you on earth are able to see that slight little angle. When the moon goes all the way around and the sun is shining, you see, here's the sun. The sun is shining, projecting light. You're here on earth. You're looking up. You see complete moon because the sun is shining on the moon. So you are able to see a complete moon. But as the moon goes in between the sun and the earth, there's nothing for the moon to reflect. When it begins to move to the side, the sun shines on the moon and you on earth can see a little slight reflection of the moon. This moment of time, when the moon comes in between the sun and the earth, is the same thing for the entire world. There's no difference between if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in America, you're in New Zealand, you're in Canada. The moment of time when the moon passes in between the sun and the earth is identical for the entire world. Therefore, that is the moment of the Molad. So when they announce the Molad, they're announcing the Molad, usually we went to discuss in time of Yerushalayim, they announce the Shul, the Molad will be in Yerushalayim at this moment. They're saying the number, you just have to add, the minus, subtract 7 hours, 6 hours, depending on the time of the year, for America, Chutz L'Eretz, wherever you are. But it's not that there's a Molad, like, you know, when is sunset? So if you live in New York, sunset is at 5:30. If you live in Boston, sunset is at 5:35. If you live in Florida, sunset's going to be whatever. That's not the way it is. There's one moment of time when the sun, when the moon goes, when the moon is exactly in between the earth and the sun. And then when the moon begins to move out of being exactly in the center, and you're able to see that slight sliver of moon, is the same moment of time for every single person in the entire world. In shul, when they make the announcement, they typically, in the honor of Yerushalayim, they make the announcement, at, if you are in Yerushalayim at this time, that is when the Molad takes place. You want to calculate when that moment of time is in Eastern Standard Time, then just add or subtract 6 hours depending on the time of the year. So here, that's what he's, that's all he's saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Lav davka miyom ela mishah shamoy lim yom. He counted from the moment of the Molad, the mishah zu maninim tezvav yom yeisles. Dim kem kishoha ya Molad beemsa yom arishon mutu lekadesh b'lol yom sheni da adayin leka tezvav meisles. If the Molad appears in the middle of the day, so you're able to mekadesh the entire night before, because it's not yet 24 hours. Don't follow halachic days. Just trying to point out that it's not a matter of day and night, it's referring to 24 periods of time. So if the Molad takes place when it's in the middle of the day, you're allowed to mekadesh the Levana the night before until dawn. Once already you have a full moon, it's exactly 15 days later, 15, 24 hour periods later, the moon is now beginning to diminish. The reflection of the moon is less than it was before. You no longer can be Mekadesh. It's removed. Okay, the renewal, how long does it take for the moon to renew itself? What is the cycle? Chof tes yom, 12, 29 days. The yud beis shos, 12 hours. The tof shin tzadi gimel chelke shah. Now, what does that mean? 793 portions of an hour. What does that mean? The shah mischalek al tof tof resh pei chalokin. We divide an hour into 1,080 parts. The imkain. We're dividing an hour into 1,000. Tuf is 400, so 2 times tuf is 400. Resh is 200. That's 800, 1,080. That's what it means. Tuf resh pei. Just add up those numbers. 1,080 parts. V'yimkein chol hamoilu b'motzoy Shabbos. If the moilu falls b'motzoy Shabbos, shtayim oishos b'layla, 2 or 3 hours into the night, let's say into the beginning of the night, let's say Mitzvah Shabbos, for argument's sake, is 6 o'clock, and let's say the Molad is going to be at 8 o'clock. Also, Lekatsha Be'od Shnei Shavuos, so now you have to calculate exactly half of this. Also, Lekatsha Be'od Shnei Shavuos, you're no longer allowed to be Kaddish Levana in 2 weeks. Beschilas Lel Sheni leharama, afal pi shloinim lu adayin tesvav yom shlam. Even though you have not yet filled up 15 complete days, because according to the Rama is saying you have to follow exactly. Abi shloim also lekatsha beoyd shnei shavuos bezchilas lel sheni leharama.
He's saying that the month is only 29 days. The month is only 29 days, so you can't have 15 full days,
but 15 full. So the Ramos Chelik on the Mechaber. I'm not clear with this. Let's do one more time. The Mechaber says, "Emas Vachanu Lachatesvav Miyoyim Hamolad V'Loy Tez Zayin Bichlal." The Ein Lekadesh, the Ramaz, this is coming to disagree. The Ein Lekadesh Ela Ad Chatzi Choftes Yud Beis Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel Min Hamoled. He's dividing this into half. So he's coming to disagree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you have full 15 days. Exactly a full 15 times 24 hours. That is what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber approximates. A month is approximately 30 days. 30 means 30 24-hour periods of time. The Mechaber says take 30 24 periods of time, divide it into two. Divide it into two, so 15 full periods of time. The Ramah says, I disagree. That's not true. That's not accurate. Because a month, the cycle of the moon around the earth is not exactly 30 periods of 24, but rather it's a little bit more than 29 days. We take 29 and a half days. It's not 30 complete days. It's 29 and a little bit more than 29 and a half days. Therefore, you have to divide that by two. So it's not exactly 15 periods of 24 hours. It is half of 29 and a little bit more than a half days. It's approximately 6 hours left. So therefore, that's what he's saying over here. That's what he points out in the Mishnah Berurah. That you cannot do. That's the way we paskin. And the calendars and the luach, they always tell you exactly the very last moment when you can mekadesh the levana. Okay, let's see number 35 on the right side. Number 35 on the right side. V'imhoya likui halavana lefnei zman zeh. Let's say there is an eclipse. Let's say there's a lunar eclipse, so you're not able to see the levana before the time is over. So kasu beis yosef adarki ma'yishesh ein levarch la'acha mikana levana vi'av shalufi achesh madayin lo yegia emsa ha'chaydesh u'mikara adim mishal shuvus ma'arvo. It's a tremendous chiddush. If there's an eclipse before this period of time, you're not to be mekadesh the levana before, after, even though it's not yet. The month is not yet complete. The time period, what?
Yeah.
Even though the half month is not complete, once there is an eclipse, once there is a liquid, meaning that there is a period of time where the moon cannot be seen due to some type of lunar eclipse, that's it. You have terminated the zman. It's a Kabbalistic inyan.
No, it's an astronomical inyan. Once there's an eclipse, that proves that that's the middle of the month. The eclipse occurs astronomically at the point when the moon is.
But it's not yet halfway through the month.
It's exactly the line. The sun and the moon.
Okay.
Earth blocks the rays of the sun.
But the moon is still on it on the ascendancy. Still.
At the time of the eclipse,
it's only because the Earth's position. Look, there are two factors. When the moon moves around, when you have the moon moving around the sun.
Right.
Well, the question is, why are you ever? This is a general question. Why are you ever able to see a full moon?
Because
the sun is shining and there's a direct light. Why doesn't the Earth block the rays of the sun from seeing the moon? The answer is, it's higher or it's lower.
Right.
It's higher or low. It's not the same plane. Therefore, it's shining this way, and you're over here at an angle, you can see it this way, or you can see it down. But when there are times where there is some blockage, every once in a while, there is a time when because it's circling on an angle,
the
moon is circling. It doesn't go around like this. The moon goes around on an angle. So sometimes, to a certain degree, they don't always talk about this in the news because it's not a full lunar eclipse. Sometimes there is a period of time when it is in line.
Right, exactly.
And when it is in line, you can no longer see the full. You can no longer see the moon. You can't see at least the entire moon that you would normally be allowed to see. So here is the question. The question. The Lamisha question. You have here a situation where the moon is still getting larger. Correct? It's still getting larger.
Right before the eclipse. But after the eclipse, the eclipse by definition is the midpoint. It must be.
A better partial.
It can't be.
That's a complete eclipse.
There
are partial eclipses.
Because the eclipse means...
You could have an eclipse any time of the month.
No! The eclipse is always at the full moon.
All right, we have to look into this some more.
The eclipse, by definition, is that you will never have an eclipse early in the month or late in the month. And an eclipse of the sun is always at the time of the moment.
Okay, fine, okay. Okay, I'm not clear. But the point is, once there is an eclipse, oh, that is telling that you, even though technically speaking, the moon is still... The moon should, theoretically...
It's that the molad is not an exact
complete
thing every month.
Right, okay.
It's an average.
Okay.
Because it's an average, some months... It might be that the time of the molad is, to say, an hour or two after the eclipse. It proves that at that month, the midpoint was an eclipse, so therefore, afterwards, it's no longer at its ascendancy.
Okay.
It's telling you can't make a kiddush of water.
Okay, so that's different. Once you have this eclipse, I find it's not put down as halacha. Achal, which again, the second paragraph of number 35. Like what you're saying, it shows that it's exactly in the middle of the month. And at that point in time, the moon gets smaller. He disagrees. Even at the time of the lunar eclipse, you can still make the bracha, because according to our calculation, we're not giving to the Malachi Asharis. According to our calculation, it's not yet halfway through the month. It's not yet the moilad. It's not yet halfway through the month. Therefore, you can still make the bracha. The Agudah Chaim Kanievsky. He holds that since in reality you can no longer, the moon is getting smaller at this point due to the eclipse, you cannot make a bracha. So everything, all these calculations that we have in the luach, that all has to be taken into account if there will be an eclipse. Because if there is an eclipse, then no longer can you make kiddush levana according to the Beis Yosef once the eclipse has occurred, even though according to the mathematical calculation the moon is still there, it's still visible, it's still on its way up. The soif zman b'chutz liaretz, cause of agoin Rabbi Yaakov Henkin, what was his first name?
Yehuda
Henkin. Shekevan shesoif zman atol b'fkimas halavana zman ashab b'chol olam. The zman is the same all over the world. The zman of the moilad is the same all over the world, and the zman of the pegima, when the levana gets smaller. Uludugma in the eretz Yisrael. Soif zman b'shosh sheva bo erev. The zman comes to an end at 7 o'clock in the evening. The artzos habris shazman misacher b'sheva shos klapi zman shveret yisrael yisav l'zman kvar b'shosh 12. That's harayim. So 12 hours backwards. In America, we're always 12 hours behind. The same when they change the clock, 7 hours behind. When we're 7 hours behind, when we change the clock, then it is going to be 12 o'clock but sorry, I'm in the afternoon. Now it's impossible to be Mekadesh Levana during daylight, as we discussed. So when is the last opportunity you then will have to be Mekadesh Levana? You got to go back 12 hours before sunrise, before dawn. The chain cause we're going to have Kenevsky meidach b'sefa aleyoina kasav shenohagu gedoyle yisrael beEuropa in Europe she'ein lechashiv shinei hazman mufi amakaymos el zman echad shavel chulam mufi ze be'art sabris efshel kadosh levana ad sheva be'erev etzlam shus sheva shos achrei shigia soiv zmana be'eretz was a pillow. What it says. It's an incredible thing, and this all gets into this very vague issue of that's really going back to this chut. This is an idea which goes through the entire Kiddush Levana and many other halachas. But according to the second interpretation, is that we follow Yerushalayim, and since in Yerushalayim they have 7 more hours to be Mekadesh to Levana, they can be Mekadesh to Levana. And they until it's 7 o'clock at night. That is the deciding factor of halacha for us in Chutz Liaretz. Even though in Mitzius the moon already has gotten smaller, it's incredible. We gave this example many times when it comes to the Treifus. What's the classic halacha? Halacha does not always follow the world of reality. Halacha is rooted in the world of reality, but as the halacha takes off it takes a life of its own, and the rules don't conform with the rules of reality. The classic example are the 18 laws of treif. If an animal has certain defects, the animal is called a treif. What is a treif? According to the simple understanding of the Gemara, the animal cannot live for 1 year. It's an unhealthy animal, it's sick, it will die. The Torah does not want us to eat animals that will die within 12 months. What are one of the treifos in the Gemara? A hole in the lung of an animal. Time the Gemara, if an animal had a hole in the lung, animal will die within 12 months. Today, will animals die if they have a hole in the lung? Absolutely not. There's no difference. If an animal has a hole, a small hole, the sircha, animal will not die. Yet, what is halacha? The laws of treifos changed? No. If the animal has a hole, it's a treifa, because the halacha was established at the time of Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, this was a treifa. Nothing changes, even though Bisman Hazed, the mitzias has changed. So, when the halacha was established, it was based on a reality, a mitzias, that an animal will die within 12 months. Animals have developed an immunity to this type of disease and can live for more than 12 months even though they have holes in the lung. But the halacha does not change. It's exactly the same concept when it comes to Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana can be made as long as the moon is getting larger. It's bechidusha. It's being renewed. It's getting larger. It's coming to a point where it's getting larger. In Eretz Yisrael is where the halacha is established. In Eretz Yisrael, the Zman, the Moilad, it occurs at a certain point in time. We go either according to the Mechaber 12, 24-hour periods further, or according to the Ramah, we are very precise, a month is exactly 29, a little bit more than 29 and a half days, so we divide that by 2, and until that point in time, the moon is getting larger. Once you get past the midpoint, the moon is getting smaller. That is determined in Mitzias, in reality, in Eretz Yisrael. According to this opinion, we take that reality and we apply that as the halakha for us in Chutz Li'aretz. Even though in Chutz Li'aretz, once we come to that point in time, the moon is getting smaller. In Eretz Yisrael, when does the moon get the moon at 7 o'clock at night? Is that at 7:01 the moon gets smaller? That means that for us in Chutz Li'aretz, the moon is already getting smaller at 12:01 in the afternoon. 12:01 in the afternoon, it's not nogea to us. We can't be mikash levon anyway because it's daylight. But because the time has been set in Eretz Yisrael at 7:01, so in Chutz Li'aretz, the latest man for Kiddush Levon is also 7 o'clock p.m. and it gets dark at 5 o'clock, so you can mekash levana from 5 until 7. But if you look in the sky at 5 o'clock and you look at the levana with a telescope, you will realize that the levana has already gotten a little bit smaller because it's already a few hours since the midpoint, because it's one mitzias for the entire world. It doesn't matter. Reality is not a factor in halacha. Halacha begins with the rules of reality. In Eretz Yisrael begins with reality, but as that halacha has been decided, it takes on a life of its own, and the halacha remains even though it does not conform with the rules of reality.
If rule of reality doesn't affect the halacha, what's affect the halacha?
It starts, the Shulchan Aruch affects halacha. It's the reason why we make Kiddush Levana is because the moon is getting bigger. As long as the moon is getting larger, you can make the Kiddush Levana. Where is that determined? Where do we make that determination? In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. And if in Yerushalayim the moon is getting larger, you can make the bracha. Once the moon is getting smaller in Yerushalayim, you can no longer make the bracha. In Yerushalayim, when is the moon getting larger? Until 7 o'clock at night. So the Zman of Kiddush Levana is 7 o'clock at night. We take that number and we give it out to the entire world. On this calendar day, you can make Kiddush Levana until 7 o'clock at night. But when you go to America and it's 7 o'clock at night, you look at the moon already is smaller. It's already past the midpoint. How can you make the bracha? The only reason why you make the bracha is because the moon is being renewed. It's getting larger. It's not getting larger. It's getting smaller. It doesn't matter. In Yerushalayim is where we are required it to follow this set rule. Once we, and then we take that number and we apply it to the entire world, and even though now in the world it's not that number, it's the mitzvah, it's not true, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
Our calendar, the calendar is like the one that's
yes.
They have three different zmanim for silk zmanim.
There's more than three because there's astronomical, okay. Okay, correct. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Dalit. Okay, halacha Dalit. They call out.
We don't. Excuse me.
Are you talking about this man or what do you think?
No, I'm talking about Sof's man, Kiddush Levana, which is whatever it is, 29 and a half days, not 29, 14 and some tracking days after that. How they calculate that, that's what's relevant to us. We don't do anything
at the moment. Okay, I want to finish up. Let's just remember quickly. Ein mevarchem lehala sifdal, 5 sifdal. Ein mevarchem olecha ad shiavu shivyam olecha. We don't do this. But according to the Svardim and the Hasidim, they take this minute. You don't make kiddush until 7 days that pace. They have a very short window from day 17 through day 15, provided that according to Ramo, you've not passed through here halfway through the month. You have to wait at least 7 days. Hagah, the ein mekach na levona tachas hagah. We mentioned this many times. When you mekach levona, you have to be outside, outdoors. Tachas kipas hashamayim. It's very common. People do not realize they come out of shul, they're under an awning. You should not be mekadesh levona under an awning. You should be underneath the kibas hashav. Let's see the word chof. Ad sheyavu shivin 7 days. The river achanim peligi al zeh. Most achanim disagree with this. Ule ditu, according to them, kol kapanim lachas shloish yom, but at least wait 3 days. Me'es hamoylak. What does it mean 3 days? It means 72 hours from the moment of the moylat. So you know when they announce in shul, listen, when is the moylat? You listen carefully, multiply that by 72 hours, and then you'll know the earliest time you can be mekadesh the levana. If that falls out, let's say at 11:30 at night, that means you can't be mekadesh levana until 11:30 at night. If that falls out in the middle of the day, you have to wait until the following night to first mekadesh the levana. And then next, Shannon, why? What's the lamis? What's the reason? Because you have to derive pleasure. Until the moon reaches a certain size, it's not shaykh that you will derive benefit from moonlight. If you would shut down all of the electric lights in the city, all the street lights, would you be able to derive benefit from the moonlight? So if you know it's not 3 days, you will not derive moonlight. Then you can right away make the bracha. According to these achronim, you don't need to wait 7 days. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz. Don't wait until it's 7 days, because then mitzvah boliotcha al tachmitzena. Achein imashlishi lachodesh ubecha bimei hashavua. Let's say the third day, 72 hours since the moilad is the middle of the week. Nochon lahamtim amitzvah Shabbos abo. It's preferred to wait until mitzvah Shabbos, like we learned before. Why? Because you're in a good mood. You're dressed in big day Shabbos, and being mekadesh levana is an inyan of kabbalas pnei shechina. And a person ideally should be at his best when he is mekadesh the pnei shechina. The kamachvanim ha'agur mecholam mekilim af ba'even zeh. The many places, even the Gra, don't wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, and already Tuesday night, so the Moilah will be probably sometime before Sunday morning, and you'll be able to be Mekadesh Levana on Tuesday night, so go for it. Don't wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. V'savri de'ein kedai l'hashos ha-mitzvah b'chol gavna v'chein al-kein ha-noeg v'chein v'vada yesh l'al l'mismach. Anyone that does this is one to rely upon. The problem may have during the winter time. Yageshu bevade hazor mekadesh harei ze meshubach. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Call hazor is harei ze meshubach, because it's raining. It's raining and there's always something going on. And before you turn around, you're going to miskash levana. Tachas hagog, very important halacha. El tachas kipas hashamayim. When you do kiddush levana, make sure you're in the sky. Ve'atam di kiddush levana hu kagabolus meishchina ve'ein ze derech kovoid. It's not derech heretz to be standing underneath the awning of your shul. You go to meet a king. When the president comes, you don't stand under the awning of your house, you go out into the street. But if a person is bedridden, or let's say you're squashed, you come out of shul and you can't even breathe, you can't move, and you're really stuck there, it's not clean, you're afraid of the goyim, yikadesh bebeisoy. You are allowed to recite kiddush levana in your home. Derech haloyim a pesach apasuch dene levana, or a pesach napasit levana. Let's see over here very quickly. Number 36. Uvitchilas hayam hashvim mehaloyled kosel yirabo. I'm back on the previous page. Number 36 on the left side. Sheyochol lekadesh miyot. You can lekadesh the beginning of the seventh day. Do not wait. So here's things that are very important when it comes to the difference between 3 days and 7 days. If you want to be from the Hasidim, right, the minute of the Nusach side, they wait 7 days. But when they wait 7 days, they do not wait 7 days, 7 times 24. They wait 7 calendar days. So if Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, or let's say Rosh Chodesh is on a Tuesday, so it's already 7 days the following Monday. It's Monday night. So Monday night they will be Mekadesh to Levana, even though if you'll make the calculation from the Moilid will not occur. It will not be 7 times 24 until Monday night at 12:30 at night. They're not going to wait until 12:30 at night. Once they already come to the 7th calendar day, already can Mekadesh to Levana. That's a very important distinction between the 3 and the 7. Those that have the minhag for 7 do not need to wait 7 times 24, but those that have the minhag to only wait 3, you need to wait at least 3 periods of 24 hours. Me'iduch, Hashir, everyone agrees, Hashir Kines HaGdela, cause Hashir Shlahantan Hashiavu Shuyam Shmeis La'es. No, some disagree, you have to wait 7 times 24 periods. Ach, in Hayyam Hashri Hubimotzai Shabbos, the only time you can be lenient is the 7 days of Shabbos. So basically, we have deos in this matter. Number 37. This happens sometimes. So makes a mistake. They make an announcement. It's already been 3 days since Rosh Chodesh, and they don't realize, and after you finish Rosh Chodesh, you realize, wait a minute, when was the Levana? The Levana was at 8 o'clock. Memela, you really not allowed to say Kiddush Levana until 8 o'clock. And we say Kiddush Levana at 7 o'clock. So we said Kiddush Levana an hour too early, right? So the first Mitzvah Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh was whenever it was, and it's, they think, oh, it's already 3 days since the Moilid. Someone thinks they remember when the Moilid was, and realize they made a mistake. It's not been exactly 3, and you made a Baracha. So are you required to recite the Kiddush Levana again? If you recite the Kiddush Levana before 3 days, the answer is no. Shebidyevid Yat Techaiva. That it's not so simple. Therefore, what the ideal thing for you to do is to have someone else be moitzi you a second time. You do not recite the bracha, but find someone that's going to do that. They'll tell them to be moitzi the bracha. Let's say you can't find someone to help you. Do not make another bracha. Because you should be aware, the back of your mind, if there are places you can make the bracha right away. So it's a neder. You have to mat a neder. So good as on Arbach. But you can do it. If you're afraid, even though your minig is normally 27 days, if you're afraid you're going to miss for whatever reason, you're going away, you're going to travel, and so on and so forth, you can make the bracha before 7 days. The stipler, the Gedolei Hadar, it was their custom to follow the Gra and to mikadosh Levana immediately. They did not wail them to Shabbos. He disagrees. He says you should wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Cause of Shishchay Nagu Avoysav Rabbeisav Vaday Ain Laws Medivrim. Don't go and be smarter than your forefathers who wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Or was the Chemed Shkoshchay Nagu Mizman Beretz. That was always the minute was seeking to do this, to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. So be careful what you do. Some do like this, some do like that. Vesafik number 39, Vesafik and Birch Birch Levana, new interesting Shaila. You don't remember. This happens. This is a very common Shaila. I don't remember if I was Mekadesh to Levana. What should I do? Kos of Asti Chemed, Shetzarch Levarech. Unbelievable. Saf, this case, Shaloi Oimrim, Saf Goslach Lel Baruch HaShe'ina B'Guf HaMitzvah. Avol Baruch HaShe'atzma Guf HaMitzvah. K'may Kiddush Levana, Loi Amin L'Gabay, Saf Goslach Lel Baruch Levarech, V'Chein Gosar Chaim. When do you say Saf Goslach Lel Baruch? I take a lulav and esrog, right? Lulav and esrog. Did I shake the lulav and esrog? I certainly did. Did I make the bracha of the lulav and esrog? I don't remember. New savik brachas lahakel. That I'm wearing tefillin. Wait a minute. Did I make the bracha on my tefillin today? I'm wearing the tefillin. That I'm for sure doing. I don't know. Then you say Safik Brachos Lehokel. But when the mitzvah itself is to make the bracha, you don't say Safik Brachos Lehokel, Paskins, that you should make the bracha. Okay, let's Okay, it's already late, so we have to do this next time to finish up these to finish up. I want to go over some more of the mathematical calculations with you tomorrow. Another time, so we'll do that another time. Let's take a break.